If you have your Bible, Ephesians chapter number 3, Ephesians chapter number 3, he said in verse number 1, the Bible says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby when ye heard, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power." I want to preach tonight a little while. I've got to be my help on this thought. When we all get to heaven, amen, when we all get to heaven, and you know, I want to stop and say this, I'm glad we all get to go, amen. Praise the Lord, there's not a person in the room, there's not a person in this valley that can't go to heaven if they want to. You say, "Preacher, how do you get there?" By receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then he takes us to heaven to be with him, praise God, one day in a little while. And boy, what a blessing that is. It's a treasure. But Paul tells us here, praise God, that he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentile. Paul said, "Listen, so I've encapsulated myself to God." He said, "I've not done it forcibly. It's not God made me do it." He said, "But I'm doing it voluntarily, praise God. I am a servant, a prisoner of God." Amen. And so I'm doing it for the Gentiles. And so God's speaking here, and he's trying to give us an encouragement need. People were thinking that the gospel, the word, that God was just the God of the Jew. But Paul said, he's not just the God of the Jew, he's a God for me and you. Amen. And he begins to speak to them here, and he begins tells them about the marvelous things and the revelation that we have of the mystery of God. Now, it's not a mystery to me and you today. We know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that men, the apostles and others, have come along behind Christ, preaching the gospel of his demise and his resurrection from the dead. That Jesus died for the sins of the world, that he became sin, and he got up victorious over death in the grave. He shed that blood, that innocent blood, for you and me, who were not innocent at all. We deserve to die, but he didn't. But I'm glad that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. And I'm glad he got up that third day. Praise God, rose from the dead according to the scriptures. Yeah, Pastor, how do we know that? Because God said so. Praise God, if God said so, I believe it. And whether you believe it or I believe it, it's still the same because God said it. Praise God, and it's still true. Amen. Amen. So we see Paul's writing here to them, and he's trying to encourage them. He's trying to say it's not just about the Jew, but it's about us. He said that mystery of the knowledge is the knowledge of Christ. He said ages have come by that men didn't know about it. Sons of men didn't know about it. But he said now it's being revealed by the apostles. Amen. Praise God. And the prophets by the Spirit of God. I mean, that's how God reveals himself to us. That's how he touches us today, is by his sweet Spirit. He ministers to us through the Word of God. He ministers to us through the Spirit of God, that we can take the Word of God and the Spirit of God and grow closer to God all the days of our life. Praise his name. But I want you to notice verse 6. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. He said it's because of the gospel, praise God, that God had given him to give out, to pass out in a liberal fashion, that God Almighty has made us, you and I, praise God, partakers in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He says, number one, he said, we've become fellow heirs with Christ. I'm glad tonight we're an heir, praise God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ of the promise, praise his holy name. Ain't you glad you're a fellow heir? Praise God, you become part of this thing, praise God, that's a whole lot bigger than we are. But when you got in, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God brought you in and birthed you into the family of God, and you became a fellow heir with Christ. Amen. Praise God. Don't ever let nobody tell you that you're nobody. Say you don't know what you're talking about. Say, praise God, I'm a fellow heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. And the throne room of grace. He said, we're of the same body. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, the Old Testament saints are not a bit better than you and me. Amen. We've all become by the same way. We've all become fellow heirs of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all in the same, he says, we're all in the same body. Of the same body. The body, we are the body of Christ. Amen. Now, devil don't like it when you talk this way, when you tell people the truth. He wants to separate us and isolate us so that he can beat on us the more. Amen. That's what he does. Praise God. When we come together as fellow heirs and in the same body, praise God, it's tougher for him to deal with us as a body. Amen. Praise God. It makes it harder on him. If he can't single you out, praise God. And when we stand upon the things of God, you know what? We're fellow heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to stand together in unity, going to stand together in oneness. We're going to become one body, praise God, that's marching on for the glory of God. Amen. It makes us a whole lot more of a opposition to the devil. Amen. And now we usually look at that the other way around. We usually look at the devil as being the opposition. Because we want to think a whole lot of times that the devil's the one in control. But I want to say, praise God, when we become fellow heirs of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we begin to come in the same body as the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we come to a place of victory, glory to God, and we become winners that supersedes the opposition. I become the opposition of the devil. Amen. Devil don't like that. He wants to be the winner. But I want to say, hey, praise God, he's never going to be a winner because he's on the losing side. Amen. You can't be a winner if you're on the losing side. But Paul says here, praise God, he said, listen, so let me just key in on a mystery that hadn't been told before. But Jesus Christ made us heirs and joined heirs, praise God. Put us in the same body, praise God, as God. And we're an opposition of the devil. He said, not only we're fellow heirs and in the same body, he said, but we're partakers of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Of God's promise, praise God, in Christ Jesus, in the gospel. He said we become partakers in that. In other words, we take part in that. That's enough to make Kobab to shout. And then just jump up and say, glory, hallelujah, I get part of that. Amen. You say, preacher, what's all the excitement about? Praise God, because we become partakers with the Lord Jesus Christ in heavenly things. Amen. Praise God. It's not just this old earthly world and what we go through here, praise God. There's some things that's happening on the other side, praise God. And he said, hey, we're fellow heirs, and we're one body, praise God, and we're taking part in what's taking place over there. You said, preacher, we ain't got there yet. Yeah, there's already a part of you if you're a child of God already in heaven. Amen. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, and you're considered in. Amen. Devil, I tell you tonight, devil ain't gonna like us. Amen. He don't want us to ever think about heaven. Amen. Praise God. But when we all get to heaven, and we will, every born again believer will be in heaven. Amen. Nobody be left out. Praise God. Because God Almighty, but the Lord says he's made us fellow heirs. He's made us in the same body. Praise God. Old Testament saints, New Testament saints, he's put us in the body of Christ. Praise God for his glory. And we become partakers, taking part in the wonderful grace of God. Now, it's not just grace. It's a special grace that the Gentiles enter to be partakers of the same promises that the Jew gets. Amen. God made Abraham a whole lot of promises. Amen. He said, your seed will be as the sand of the seas. He said, your seed's going to be as the stars in heaven. Praise God. But he gave the same promises to us that he gave to them. Praise the Lord. Now, amen. And when we become partakers with him, we begin partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. So how do you get in? By the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We become believers. We begin to accept it. We begin to receive it, then accept it. And we become a fellow heirs, become the same body. We become partakers, praise God. Well, through the special grace of God, he brings us in. The same grace that he brought the Jew in with, praise God, is the same grace that'll get us to heaven. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, it's that grace of God, that great grace, praise God, it brings you to a place where you realize, amen, there's a God of heaven. I can't make it with on my own by myself, but there's a God of heaven said, I'll not leave you forsaken. If you'll come with me, if you'll go with me, praise God. And we say, okay, Lord, I'm going to forsake everything else. I'm going to forget about everything else, and I'm going to go with Jesus. Amen. Jesus picks us up, praise God, cleans us up, washes us off, puts us on the right path, praise God, puts us on a foundation that's pure. Amen. For His glory. We become partakers in that promise. Amen. We become partakers. We become fellow heirs of that blessed city of God. That place that He's prepared. Can you imagine that? Every time I think about the city, praise God, I think about the glorious, the magnificence of it. I mean, it's just something that's it just blow your mind to think about. Amen. And we get to be partakers in that as if we're already there. We receive it. You say, pray, how you do it? We receive it by the blessings of salvation. Amen. Do you know it's a blessing of God to be able to be saved? Amen. Praise God. It's a blessing from God to be able to be saved. Something to be cherished, something to be revered, something to thank God for is the offering of salvation. It's not to be taken lightly. Amen. Jesus died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, praise God, so that we might be saved. So that you might be saved. He doesn't want anybody to perish. Amen. He doesn't want anybody. Hell wasn't designed for us. Amen. Hell was designed for the devil and the demons. So we receive the promise, the blessings of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive the same promises, praise God, through the eternal Holy Spirit. Amen. That's how we receive. We receive the promises, not only of salvation, of blessed salvation, but the promise of eternal life through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moves in us, praise God. He lets us know, praise God, that we're alive. You know, ain't no sense of people being cold, dead Christians. Amen. He said we're supposed to be lively Christians. Amen. What does it mean, preacher? It means it's okay to throw up your hand and say, praise the Lord. It's okay to throw up your hand and say, hallelujah, praise God. It's okay to say, glory to God. Amen. You say, people might look at me funny. That's all right, praise God. The Lord will look at you with a smile on His face. Amen, because you're a fellow heir, you're a partaker, praise God. You're a part of the promise, praise God. And God said, I've made a place where we could come together in the envelope of Christianity through salvation, through the eternal life that we have, through the Spirit of God, and it begins to manifest itself through us and to us. Amen. And we came, and listen, we didn't come through the new covenant, old covenant, praise God, but we come through the same covenants, praise God, that God made with the nation of Israel, praise God. He applies them to you, and we accept God Almighty for who He is, and the Son that died for us on Calvary, praise God, we enter into that blessed hope. Amen. He said, we become partakers with Christ in glory. When we all get to heaven, we can shout it out. Amen. Praising God for His glory and His mercy and His love. Thanking Him for what all He brought us through. Amen. We ought to do that. Paul said we ought to pray without ceasing. He said we ought to offer up thanksgiving with lifting up our hands. Amen. Thanking God and praising Him for all His goodness and His mercy to us. Because He's offered to us, and what He's offered us is a foretaste, praise God, that we've seen in the little nation of Israel time and time again, praise God. We see it being offered to the Gentile, to me and you, praise God. The fullness and the promise, praise God, being fulfilled to me and you. A fulfilling of the promise of God. So that we have a promise as we march on toward glory. We march on under the presence of God day by day. Under the banner, praise God, of that was already won. Amen. We ought to have a banner, a victory as we march on for the cause of Christ. As we come through this world as strangers and pilgrims in a far land, praise God, Abraham, they said he was looking for a city. He wasn't going to be confident, going to be satisfied. He was looking for a city in Hebrews 11:10, whose builder and maker was God. Amen. As we march on, faithful soldiers, praise God, we can't compromise with the world, can't compromise with what we can get here, but we need to march on looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Man, no place for compromise. When we all get to heaven, praise God, we'll realize it was worth it all. It'll be worth it all, but it's worth everything we face here, praise God, when we get to heaven. Praise His holy name. We get to heaven, right? Can you imagine as we march out? The Lord would say, press on, weary pilgrim. Press on, weary stranger. Glory, hallelujah. It won't be long. Amen. Amen. How many times has the Lord ever spoke to your heart, said, you know, you get down, you get discouraged, but the Holy Ghost will scooch up real close to you, and He whisper in your ear, and He say, hey, listen, it's going to be all right. Just press on, soldier, press on. Amen. I know many a times that the Holy Ghost has stuck to my heart. You want to give up. You want to quit. You say, preacher, you think like that. Let me tell you what, this flesh will let you down. It'll make you want to quit. But praise God, there's a God of glory. It lives down inside your soul, lives down inside my soul, and He'll snuggle up close to me. He'll say, praise God, listen, there's nothing to quit for here. He'll just point you just a little further. He said, but there's a whole lot to get over yonder. Man, boy, you get re-geared and rebooted, re-energized and revived. Amen, praise God. That's what we need today that we live. We need to be energized, looking for that city. Praise God, and we come upon those pearly gates. I can see that stranger, that pilgrim. Amen. He travels from earth, he travels up into the prairie and comes to that city. Not that city, not only, but the city. Amen. It's not any city. Amen. But it's the city. It's the city of God. Praise the Lord. And He said, one day we're going to march up our pilgrims, and we're going to come up to that city, and we're going to look up there, and we're going to see those gates, 12 gates, which are on the 12 gates, on and upon the 12 gates. You're going to see the names of the tribes of Israel. Praise God. And boy, that'll be exciting. You say, glory, hallelujah. What do you think about that? I saw that in the volume of the book. They told me about that all my life when I was growing up as a little kid. I saw those 12 tribes of Israel, how God blessed them, and how when they'd get in trouble, God would bring them out, and how God would encourage them, how God would lift them out. And boy, what a blessing it is to be able to see those 12 names of those 12 tribes on those 12 gates. Praise be to God, going into that glorious city. What a blessing. Can you imagine being a pilgrim and pulling up there and seeing those gates magnificent that we've been told about, how God done promised it, and we pull up to the gate and we see those names written on the gates. Hey, praise God. Over and upon them is the names of the 12 tribes. But then we get to looking around and they look upon those 12 foundations of the city. Amen. I believe they've probably great foundation stones. Praise God. See what they would do. They'd build a city and they build upon cornerstones. They set those cornerstones and that's where they build from. So they get a true foundation. And we see them as you pull up there, that city, that pilgrim pulls up, a weary, soul-beaten pilgrim as he pulls up there to the portals of glory and he sees those gates. And he looks at the gates with awe. Praise God. He begins to magnify God. And he looks around and he sees, hey, praise God. Thank God for the Jew. And then he looks around. He sees those 12 foundations with the 12 names of the 12 apostles. And he says, glory, hallelujah. It wasn't only the old that God hid. He said, but it's the new what gets into those that come under the Old Testament. Those that come under the New Testament. Those that come under the Old Covenant. Those that come under the New Covenant. Praise God. It's all a covenant. It's a promise of God, and we all get to go. Praise God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Won't it be exciting then? And we ain't even got in yet. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. What can you imagine? Praise God, we come to that city. Praise God, where there's a place of all the saved throughout all generations. Amen. All the saved from Abraham, all the saved from Adam, praise God, all the saved to the generation that we are, praise God, coming together in that glorious place, in a place called heaven. Can you imagine a pilgrim pulling up over there? Praise God. Those that are heavy and weary and heavy laden. He said, hey, listen, said, press on, soldier, I got a place for you. He said, don't give up, praise God. He said, just a little while longer. He said, I'm preparing you a place, glory, hallelujah. He said, hey, it's not a place that's reserved for the Jew. It's not a place reserved for the Gentile. But it's reserved for every born again believer that ever was. That's trusted in the promises of God. Well, I hope we trust in the promises of God today. Amen. The promises of God, praise God. Not the Old Testament, not the New Testament, but the Word of God brings us in that place, that covenant, praise the Lord. It brings us into the place where we should be. Amen. And then he comes to that one place. The Bible said, Paul said, there's one body there. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's not a whole lot, a whole bunch of, we got a bunch of man-made stuff where we got denominations and this denomination, that denomination. And that's all good. I guess that's how you divide it up. Hear this world. But God says when we get over there, praise God, there's going to be one body. Amen. He said that it's going to be the body of Christ, praise God, whose body we are. And we're going to be presented up there, glory, hallelujah. We're going to see those gates. We're going to see those foundations. We're going to march in, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's going to usher us all in before the throne of grace. Amen. He said there'll be one body, praise the Lord. Because there's only one family. Hello? Amen. There's a human family. Started with Adam and Eve. Amen. I said started with Adam and Eve. Amen. Become one family and then we can become a family of God. Those are who born again by the Spirit of God are all partakers in that family. He said, that's how we become fellow heirs. That's how we come in the same body. That's how we become partakers and taking part in all the glorious things God has for us. The promises, it's just right ahead. Now press on, praise God, it won't be long. It won't be long at all, praise God. We'll be in the presence of the Lord. But we can see them as they march on. They come in one body, one family, praise God. They come into one city. And they come into the city. Whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? He's not a city here and a city there, and we'll have to decide which city we want to live in. Amen. But there'll be one city. It'll be the city of God, where all God's people are gathered around, where all the redeemed, praise God, will unite. Hello? I said, we're all, it don't matter about the denomination, don't matter, praise God, all born again believers will unite. He said, preacher, we're going to unite around the throne of God. Amen. He said that God will be the light in that thing. God will be the temple in that thing. God will be what we worship. Everybody will rally around God. Everybody. All born again believers, all the redeemed will rally around the throne of grace. Amen. The throne of God. Can you imagine? I mean, the saints of God throughout the ages. Can you imagine? Think about it. Just pulling up there into glory. You don't have to worry about getting things ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take care of itself. Amen. You're not going to have to worry about work. You're not going to have to worry about, you know, the things that we worry about day to day that so easily beset us. Amen. We're going to leave all that behind. All the worry, all the fret, all the tears, all the sorrow, all the anguish, all the crying, all the heartache. We're going to leave it all behind and we're going to pull up into the portals. When we all get to heaven, praise God, we're going to pull up to the throne of grace and we're just going to take time to realize where we are. Amen. Think about it. We become fellow heirs. Amen. We become the same body. We become that body of Christ. we become partakers, partaking in what He has laid for us. And boy, when we get there, and all this stuff starts falling away, amen, as we march along, instead of it like it does now, getting bigger and bigger, amen, you worry and you fret and you have concern, amen. But praise God, as we've marched further for Jesus, and we get to that place and we cross through the gates, we come into the glory and the throne room of grace, all that stuff's left behind us. And boy, we pull up there and boy, we're excited. And then the realization starts to set in. Amen. And you say, boy, I wish I could just praise God like I'd like to. Maybe an angel of glory says, go ahead. You can. Can you imagine? Nothing to hold you back. Nothing to restrict. You won't care what anybody says. Amen. Because everybody around you, when we all get to heaven, is going to be having them a time. They're going to be lifting up holy hands. They're going to be praising God. They're going to be giving Him glory. They're going to be thanking Him and praising Him. They're going to be shouting, and they're going to be singing. Amen. Singing around the throne room. When we all get to heaven. Now, I know some of you's like me. You say, well, preacher, it'll be sad because I can't sing. But let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little secret. That'll encourage your heart. When we get there, Brother Chris, he said that God's got a song, amen, that we all can sing. Amen. Now, I know when I try to sing, if you get the notes off the basement floor, you can forget me because it's gone. I can't get there. Amen. When Miss Susie tries to play for me, she plays as low as she can. And I still struggle. But praise God, when we get there, the Bible says there's going to be a song that we'll sing. It says in Revelation chapter 15, verse 3, He said, I'm talking about singing a song in unison, one accord. He said, the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of the saints. Praise God. Can you imagine when we all cut loose and we begin to magnify God? He said, preacher, when that's going to happen? When we all get to heaven. Amen. When we all, you say, preacher, what do you mean by all? All born again believers are going to heaven. Amen. There's only two options, heaven or hell. And those born again believers, praise God, we go to heaven, praise God, and we rejoice in the Lord, and we'll sing a new song. And we'll praise God and give Him glory for all that He's doing. Amen. When we all get to heaven. I'm asking, do you know that you're going? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Have you asked Jesus to forgive your sins, come in your heart? Have you made Him the Lord of your life? You're looking for direction. You're looking for focus. You're looking for the promise. You're looking for a way out of this old world and into the portals of glory, into the throne room of God. I don't know about you. I'm excited. I can't imagine what it's going to be like. I mean, I love the Spirit of God. I love the feeling move in my heart. But boy, when I get all the hindrance laid aside and I get into the presence, I get around the throne room of God, Justin, can you imagine how we're going to feel? Yeah, preacher, it ain't about feeling. No, praise God, but I'm glad I can feel Him. Amen. Amen, praise God. He's real. He's ever present in our hearts. And I can just imagine that when we all get to heaven, amen, you look around and you see your family and your friends and your loved ones, praise God, and you see the throne room of grace. Amen. Can you imagine? My mind ain't big enough. I wish I could just comprehend. Amen. Paul went there, he saw it. John went there, he saw it. They couldn't even write it down. Amen. Couldn't even pin it down. The magnificence of God's grace in heaven. We can't comprehend it. We couldn't, if we could see it, we couldn't explain it. But the word in the volume book, Paul says, listen, youngins, he said, praise God. He said, we've been given a mystery that God loves you, and he's made you fellow heirs, put us in the same body, made us in a oneness to be partakers of God's grace, the marvelous grace of God. And boy, I tell you what, it's a wonderful thing to think about, isn't it? And we get to go when we all get to heaven. Jesus is going to say, hey, listen, Father, here they are. All that you give me, they're here. Haven't lost a one. Amen. He'll not lose none. When we accept him as our Lord and Savior, praise God, trusting in the death, burial, and his resurrection, he saves us by his marvelous grace, not to lose us again, but to keep us and perfect us for glory. For one day in a little while, he'll call us unto himself. And he'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And boy, we'll lose gravitation. I tell you, just that in itself, praise God, will make you get excited. Get beyond yourself. Can you imagine looking over across the, praise God, I think we'd be looking unto heaven, but you start seeing people going, whoa. Praise the Lord. You feel that loosening, praise God, of the world, of turning you loose. And God is setting you, making you free. Praise God. And you come into the portals of glory and you see the magnificent things that we've mentioned you're hearing. And God Almighty's there. And he looks down at you and he says, welcome home, child. Welcome home. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll shout our shoe soles off. Amen. If we need them up there, he may just let us run around barefooted. Praise God. Won't need them. Amen. You say, preacher, God can do anything. He let the children of Israel wander around 40 years in the wilderness and their sandals didn't even wear out. Amen. The little youngins, their shoes still fit them when they come out. And they've been wearing 40 years. They growed with them. That's what God will do with us if we'll let him. He'll grow with us. I mean, he'll keep us provided for, and he'll bring us into the portals of glory one day in a little while. And then when we all get to heaven, there won't be none lost. Amen. Stand with me tonight.